bringing beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap. What's on Tap on KX93.5.
All right, welcome back to it. We are listener-supported radio since 2012. We bring you the What's on Tap segment every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour. We're about 13 minutes late, but that's okay, I hope. Right, Howard? Is that okay?
That's okay. I walked in, and there was somebody playing the keyboard. It sounded great.
Thanks.
Those who are some
who
of
was
the,
she? Those are some of the other things we do besides talk about craft beer on the radio. That was Judith Owen, a very talented recording artist. She has like 8 or 9 records out right now, and she's got some amazing people on her record, like Lee Sklar, who's jammed with Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and all sorts of people. So, yeah, that happened just before you guys got here.
Awesome. I was glad to hear her playing the keyboard there.
So Howard Compton is here from Straub Distributing Company. Jim Kennedy is here as well. Hi, Jim. How are things? Those earbuds look great in your ears.
Thank you. Breaking out the own personal version. Thanks.
Don Damari is back in our studio. How are you since the last time we talked to you?
Good. Thank you.
Have you tried any beer this week? Anything
no.
we should know about?
No, I had a Hoo Garden.
Well, there you go. And Howard turns you on to that, I imagine, right?
No, I've heard of it before, but I never really tried it more than, randomly.
And Don, you said it the correct way. Thank you.
Well, I know, because I remembered that from that day. That
right?
I always thought it was Hoe Garden, but it's Hoo Garden.
The things you will learn on this beer segment,
For sure.
Ed Goodman is here from Drake's Brewery, Drake's Brewing Company. Hi.
Shout out to Lisa, my wife.
Shout out to everybody. Again, the What's on Tap segment has another special guest here in the studio. Who'd you bring with you?
I brought Chris. Chris is the Southern California Regional Manager for Drake's. He's my first contact when we started carrying Drake's. He's a great guy. He has a funny accent, and it's kind of neat because we're featuring a beer. It originated in England. Pale ales originated there, and that's where he's from. So it's neat.
There you go.
But this is an American-style pale ale. It's much bolder than the English style.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You've been with Drake's for how long now?
I have been on the payroll for a couple years, but my father-in-law is one of the owners. So before we had a rep down here, I would do festivals and stuff. So,
right on.
It's what, 5.5 years going on now? So, cool. Yeah, but I've been on the payroll. I've been running Southern California for about 2.5 years.
Cool. Does Drake's throw many events, or do you guys do that?
We do a lot, especially around seasonal releases. Aromacoma is coming out next Saturday, so we'll start seeing that beer down here probably a week, 10 days after that.
How excited is everybody about the Aromacoma coming out?
That's my favorite beer.
Howard's clapping, Jim's clapping.
Yeah, Aromacoma is a phenomenal IPA. It comes out once a year. So that's released next weekend. And like I say, it'll take a week or 10 days to get down to our distributors down here. But once it's down here, we've got a bunch of events lined up to roll it out. Those are on our website.
Is that a thing where you have to get on it really fast before it's all sold out?
Sometimes. I mean, we're up in production every year. So you're more likely to find more of it down here. Although it's one of those beers that a lot of stores will let you just have one bottle and then you've got to go back and buy another bottle.
Yeah.
They might do a 2-bottle limit, but a lot of places will literally limit you to 1 bottle.
So. I was curious on that. Like when you do those limited runs, are they actually a limited number? You're just going to make X number of barrels and that's it because you've bought the supplies and that's all you've got to do it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we do our hop contracts a year, 2 years out, so we know how many hops we've got, and we kind of make X number of barrels. I think I've heard 600 barrels for Aromacoma this year, and then they divvy it up by the home market up north. I get a certain amount down here. Then we're growing into the Sacramento market. We're growing further in way up in Northern California, so it's getting spread out thinner, even though we're making more. So every account's probably still only getting the same amount they've always gotten, which may be 1 or 2 cases. So.
Yeah, we have to allocate it, so we just don't send it to everybody. It's all allocated, and that's what our allocation guy does.
So basically, we want some. We need to talk to Howard.
Yeah, well, I'll bring a bottle next week if we have it by then.
That's cool. We've been learning a great deal about Drake's this month. We've had some other guests here in the studio, which has been really fun. I took a personal tour of Drake's when I went up to San Leandro.
Really? What was that like?
Yes. It was fun. It's in a little industrial area.
Right.
One would never know it's there, but it is a really cool place to hang. They have a really great outdoor patio.
Cool.
It seems like the locals really, really loved it. I was there on a Saturday, And there was a line around the corner, people filling up their growlers and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, really? They brought their growlers?
You know, I think you,
yeah.
That's really
you there
awesome.
For, I think you were there for the Apocalypse release, right?
Apocalypse?
Yeah, that's our seasonal double IPA in February. I think that's right around when you went up.
Maybe so.
We don't often have a line around the building, but on that day we do.
No, actually.
Really? Oh, you're just being modest, probably. The beer's good.
You just should have gone with it and said, yeah, that's like that every time.
Well, we don't want to scare people off.
You know? No, no. There you go. It's a really cool place to hang. And, you know, it seems like you guys are doing great things, using great ingredients in your beer. And we like to see it more in Southern California. You know.
Yep. It's coming down. You know, Ed's on board now for Orange County. I used to do all of Southern California on my own. But now, you know, Ed's here. He's doing Orange County. So Orange County's nice. Blowing up right now.
Ed's a good beer guy through and through, you know?
So, yeah, I'm kind of limited a little bit more up to L.A. right now. You know, we have a rep in San Diego now. So San Diego's blowing up and Orange County's blowing up. And, you know, kind of I can spend more time in L.A. So that's growing too. So you'll see us all around.
Good. This is Chris from Drake's Brewing Company. We're highlighting Drake's on the What's on Tap segment every Friday. Courtesy of Straub Distributing, some of the beers that I've seen here in Southern California is the Draconic Imperial Stout. I've seen the Denogonizer Double IPA.
Well, that's next week.
Next week.
Oh, we're going to highlight that?
Yeah.
There's a big story behind that, too. So make sure you get Chris to tell that story before we leave.
Okay. And I've also seen the 1500 in stores. And that's kind of a popular thing. And that's the beer that we're highlighting this afternoon. So it's like Howard was saying, it's a West Coast style pale ale.
We call it American style.
Oh, okay.
It's bolder than the English style.
What makes it so bold? Just the dry hoppiness of it or anything?
Yeah, it's a little more hoppy. You know, the English style is definitely on the malt side. So, you know, especially on the West Coast in the States, it's more hops. Mm. So this one is, it's like you mentioned, it's dry hopped, which if you don't know what that means, we boil hops into beer when we're making it, and a lot of times that will remove the aroma from it. You'll get the bitterness from them, but you won't get the aroma. So then what we do once it's in the fermenter is we take fresh hops and we put them in top, and that gives it a lot of aroma.
Yeah.
So, you know, taste is 80-90% smell. You know, if you close your nose and drink, or, you know, if you want to take medicine you don't like, you pinch your nose.
We've done some of those exercises on the air.
It's one of those things where, you know, the dry hop adds to that flavor by getting all that aroma.
Right. And I think people on the West Coast especially, that's really what they're looking for these days, is a hop-forward type of brew for the most part, right?
Yeah, I mean, West Coast is considered, you know, hoppy, is, you know, the short-term version for it. But... You know, it's also balanced. It's you know, it's not just shovel these hops in. It's, you know, let's have a nice balanced character that's crisp and clean, finishes dry.
It's a good beer. Again, the 1500 from Drake's Brewing Company. Thoughts around the room with this pale ale, this fine pale ale.
Well, Chris, how did it get its name?
It was the 1500th batch of beer that we did. You know, every batch we make has an actual batch number, and they got up to, I don't know, maybe 10 batches before they were going to hit 1500, and they said, hey, we should do something special for 1500, and, you know, so they kind of put their heads together and figured out what they wanted to do, and they thought, you know, let's do a pale ale, but give it a little bit more kick.
And that's exactly what you did.
So that's, you know, that was the batch, and people loved it, so we just carried on making it. When we got to batch 3000, we did essentially a black version of this. You can do a black IPA where you use the darker malts. So we did a black version of 1500.
Is that what you called it? Just the black 1500?
It was batch 3000.
Okay. So, wow. And that sounds amazing.
Then we got to batch 4000, and we did a essentially wet hopped version of this beer. So instead of using the dried out pellets from the prior year's harvest.
Yeah.
We use the just cut wet hops right off the vine, you know, not dried out. And we did that for batch 4000.
There you go.
And we just hit batch 5000 and we decided, you know, let's get away from that tradition. And they did a dark golden strong ale instead. So, you know, so we're up at about, you know, 5200 batches right now.
Wow.
So, you know, this was the 1500th, and it's been going strong ever since.
Yeah, so far so good. Again, we got representatives from Drake's Brewing Company on the air every Friday on our What's on Tap segment. Now we've kind of indoctrinated, you know, Don DeMari into the world of beer and everything.
Well,
you know,
I drank beer before this.
No, you have. That's true.
I would just, you know,
but not
I.
Craft beer, probably.
No, not really craft beer. More like the Who Gardens, Stella, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Heineken, but mostly a wine drinker. Like in the last, you know, 10 years more.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like this. It's really good.
It is really good. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a session beer because it's
fine. Does it have too much alcohol?
Maybe, right?
Well, it's.
Let's see.
It wouldn't truly be called a session beer. I mean,
oh, okay.
Where I'm from in the UK, session is, you know, under about 4.5. But
okay.
This, you could consider this a session IPA.
All right.
It is big and hoppy like an IPA would mm-hmm. be, but it's only 5.5%. So
I see.
For those guys and gals who love big hoppy IPAs, mm-hmm. but they don't want the alcohol.
Oh,
this is a great substitution.
Yeah,
Don,
yeah.
you lived right in on. England for a while, and England developed the pale ales in the 1700s.
Yeah,
but the Americans made them bolder and mm-hmm. much more flavor to them.
Yes, for sure, it's really good.
The English developed the pale ale. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't correct him.
Okay. But an English style ale might be more malty than yes. others, right?
Yes.
And
a Bass would be a true American style pale ale. I mean, an English style
English
pale
style,
ale.
A Bass.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's really low as far as IBUs.
Yes. Not near as high as this one.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one, you guys. I've had pale ales that seem totally watered down and not a lot of flavor, you know? And this is a good beer. So congrats to Drake's.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to throw an event, man. If there's if you want to unleash a new brew to the world, maybe we could do something down here in Laguna Beach.
The road. Don't you guys have is there a beer and wine festival down here sometime?
There's a wine and food festival soon.
Well, we just got to add some beer into
that's
that.
That's not for you us. Know, we'll, yeah, I know.
Let's contact the organizers and get some beer added in.
No, we'll create our own thing, man. That's the cool thing about radio. You could dream up anything with clients or listeners or bands and make it happen, you know?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
We want to pass our passion on beer to everybody and educate them.
Yeah.
So if we could do some events down here, it would be great.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the events you've been doing as of late? Because you're pretty much, Howard, you're the ambassador for Straub Distributing, you know?
Yes. We did, with Ed. Ed and I did the Orange County Brewers Fest. That was up at the Phoenix Club. That was a couple of weeks ago. That was a fun event.
Yeah.
It was nice to see all the different brewers there, and we get different ones every time. They're popping up daily.
I know they are. It's insane. What are some of the, like, how do you stay in the forefront when it's saturated with craft breweries these days, Chris?
You know, I think you just got to keep, you know, plodding along and making great beer. And, you know, there's a lot of great beer coming out. And, you know, everyone just has to be up to the mark. If you're not up to the mark, you're not going to succeed, you know.
Sure. So. Yeah. I mean, bottom line, you got to make a good beer first.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
That's true.
And then have people around you to help promote and do the PR thing and social media and events.
Yeah,
getting
it out there and, like, you know, like how it said, educating the public and, you know, getting people onto our brand is you know, basically what we do. So,
can anybody in the room speak on the exact ingredients in this 1500? Because for me, I'm not 100% sure as far as the hops and malts and everything like that.
The malt, I believe, is 2-row. Then the bittering hop is, now I'm forgetting it.
American Bravo, according to your website.
That would be the one.
Loads of Simcoe and Amarillo hops are blended in the fermenter just after fermentation has finished to impart a huge aroma of pine and citrus.
That's the dry hop.
So those are the dry hops. The Amarillo and the Simcoe are the dry hop. We actually put Amarillo and Simcoe in the boil too, along with some Cascade. But yeah, those are the two big dry hop ones that give you a lot of that aroma. And like I said, it's the piney citrus. I get a little bit of grapefruit from it, personally, too.
I love that in a beer. Are you kidding me? The citrusy, the piney, crisp, you know, taste and scent.
Oh, I love that smell.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about this beer, too, is it finishes very dry and very clean. So, you know, as it goes over the waterfall of the back of your tongue, it's done. So if you're eating food with this, your palate's left nice and clean. You can go back to eating and, you know, you're not kind of overpowering any of those food tastes. So it pairs real well with food.
Yeah.
Fish, chicken, meat, anything.
So good. Drake's Brewing is what we're highlighting on the What's on Tap segment. We do it every Friday. And if you missed a segment, you want to learn more about the craft brew scene, it's online on kx935.com.
When you dry hop, Chris, are you dry hopping in a sack or you just put the raw pellets in?
I believe they put them in a sack. It makes it a little easier to clean.
Oh, wow.
Take it out.
Yeah.
But, then it gets filtered, so any that kind of disintegrate out of the sack will go through the filter and get taken out.
You've got down there now, because I'm also do a lot of wine drinking and tasting and stuff, which is part of why I've been coming on here, but... yeast is more of a thing for the wine thing, but here you list your yeast as a White Lab 001. What do you guys look for specifically in the yeasts that will make you want to choose one yeast over another for beer?
You know, we pretty much use, I think, two, maybe three yeasts across the entire process for all of our brands. That White Lab 001 is just a straight, clean yeast, an ale yeast that imparts those flavors that we're looking for. A lot of home brewers use it. A lot of other brewers use it. A lot of breweries use their own, proprietary strains. But we find that one works for us. We use that one, and then we use a different one for the Hef. Those are basically the two we use.
Do you have a background as a home brewer as well, or not so much?
I brewed before my son was born, and he turned 6 in a couple months. So I haven't actually brewed in 6 years because, you get busy with little ones.
I imagine so.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Sure.
Awesome.
Hey, but I did brew a lot before that.
Mr. Kennedy, if you ever get to San Diego, stop by White Labs. They'll take one beer and brew it with like 3, 4, or 5 different yeasts.
Oh, okay.
So you get every beer has a different flavor.
Wow.
So it's neat to taste that, those different flavors that the yeast put in the beer.
Very interesting.
That is interesting. I would love to do a taster of that down the road.
And you live down there. You should be doing that.
In San Diego?
Yes.
I do.
They're,
I should be doing that.
They're right off of Miramar Road.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I know there's a Green Flash in off
right,
Miramar,
right around
maybe.
The corner.
Yeah, okay.
They're right around the corner.
I haven't been there quite yet. Jim Kennedy, there is something going on in Laguna Beach, right?
And yes, there is.
We're up against a big event which is going on in Main Beach, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you know anything about this?
Well, I just know that they are basically doing the official unveiling of the new restrooms and lifeguard station down there at 4 o'clock today.
Right.
Exciting.
I love it. I love how you said restrooms and lifeguard station.
Well, it's like because that was the way that Tyler put it on the website.
I know.
It was on the website. I wasn't going to plug the restrooms, but he put it on there. So I figured he must have thought it was important.
I bet those restrooms are pristine with great art from probably a local artist.
And they will probably last that way for about a minute and 47 seconds.
Know? Yeah. So but that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing down the street.
That is
huh?
your Laguna tax dollars at work.
Mr. Kennedy, last week you told me there was a visitor to Laguna, and how did that go?
How did that go?
Well, I don't know how it went, but I mean, it happened and it went off. President Obama was here. I don't know of anybody who got to attend it who was willing to shell out $37,500 to go visit him. But
instead of doing that, donate it to this radio station.
Really? Yes, absolutely.
Seriously.
Yes. Thank you, Howard. Much better advice.
That was $37,000 to take part in
per
Obama's
person. So if you and wife
event.
You wanted to go, it was $75,000.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But
well, I hope they raised a lot of money.
Yes.
You know.
God bless them.
What's on tap is what's happening right now. A bunch of beer people who are passionate about beer get together one day on the radio, and we just get to talk about stuff, which is the best thing ever. Chris, it's very nice of you to come through.
Well, it's great to be here, and, drinking beer on the radio has got to be fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Look
at
him. He's happy.
Hey, I'm the only one who's almost finished my beer.
You finished it twice.
I
saw your second refill there.
What we're drinking today is the Drake's 1500. Again, Drake's a brewery from San Leandro, Northern California, across the bay, right?
More
inland or whatever.
We're 2 or 3 miles. We're about 5 minutes from the airport in Oakland, the exit south of the airport.
So when I went there from San Francisco, I think I took the Bay Area Rapid Transit. Is that what they call it?
The BART.
Yeah, and it was the BART, and it was super easy to get there.
Yeah, actually, I will have to say San Francisco is very good when it comes to public transportation. You can get around to a lot of places.
Yeah.
And now that they finally, after 30 years, extended it to SFO, that's even better now.
Wow.
Yeah. Next time flying to Oakland, we're right down the street.
Perfect.
It's close.
Perfect.
Hey, Chris, you were telling me a couple of things. One was a story about Deogonizer, and another thing was about an event that's coming in August. Can you touch on both of those?
So, So Deogonizer, we mentioned earlier, we're going to feature next week, is a double IPA. It's 9.75%.
Very tasty beer. One of my favorites. The name comes from when it was first being brewed, the valve got stuck on the fermenter. Now, as you can imagine, when there's yeast inside a pressure-sealed vessel making carbon dioxide, the pressure of that tank is going to go up. So the pressure relief valve sticks, the gauge is going up, and the brewers say, well, we got to do something. So the two brewers, they Rochambeau'd for who's going to climb up on the tank and open the valve. So the guy who loses climbs up on a ladder. He pokes the valve with a broomstick or something, and nothing happens. So he gets up there, and he starts to unscrew it. And it gets to the point where the threads can't hold it anymore, and it takes off, and it hits the ceiling, it hits the wall, and it whizzes past the other guy's head.
Oh, my gosh.
So the guy says, hey, you nearly took my head off.
Yeah.
He said, no, I nearly denogonized you.
Nearly denogonized.
Now, the guy who's up, the guy who's up on the ladder, he knows that there's a Seinfeld episode where there was a serial killer in the park, and Kramer was down at the police station, and he's hearing the cops trying to come up with this, the name for this guy, and they're saying this Hedzo and the Lopper and denogonizer. And
there you go.
Kramer says, well, they should just call him Son of Dad, and that covers everything. So that was the reference that he used when he named that beer. Now, as Howard said, August 9th is coming up. It's our 25th anniversary at Drake's. So we have in the barrels right now our 25th anniversary beer, which will be 25%.
What?
And it's called Heads Up.
Whoa.
What?
25% what?
That is 25% ABV.
That is pushing the envelope, Chris.
That's a spirit.
It's a beer.
You know,
you'll be.
Yeah, that's a spirit.
Come on up.
So, we're having a big party August 9th up at the brewery, and we're going to be unveiling that beer. It's called Hedzo, along the same lines as the Seinfeld episode, and it's going to be tasty.
Thanks for sharing that story.
How do you brew a 25% beer?
Well, John Galluli, our brewmaster, formerly of Dogfish Head, where he made the 23.3%. I'm blanking on the name. What's the name?
From Dogfish.
From
Head?
Dogfish.
What
up? A huge
3,053 minute IPA. Is that what
and
that was?
No, it was. I'm blanking on the name. All right. But John made that, and he always wanted to go bigger than 23.3. So when we were trying to decide on our 25th anniversary beer,
go for 25%.
He basically said, you know, let's make it easy for you guys, and we'll make it 25%. So
wow.
I think it was 18% going into the barrels, and then it'll be barrel aged, and he's going to feed it sugar for 6 or 8 months. He's been he's been working on it for the whole last year.
I didn't understand was where you had enough sugar to get that.
Yeah, no, they keep feeding it, and it's growing.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
So you might be able to do that with a wine. You might have enough sugar in a wine, but I don't know how you have enough sugar out of a beer. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a matter of keeping it going.
We could add sugar.
Yes, you're not supposed to add sugar to wine. That's the point.
Yeah.
So that's why I was wondering. Okay, so I didn't know you could add sugar to beer.
But you
okay.
could add sugar to beer, and then that's what the yeast basically is eating up, and then it creates more and more alcohol. Is that how it all works?
Yeah, and then you also have to use alcohol-tolerant yeast because, you know, yeast will die if the alcohol percentage gets too high.
Yeah.
It's like swimming around in their own filth, essentially. Right. And so you have to use yeast.
They get drunk and pass out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You have to use yeast that will not die at that point.
Thanks for sharing the story about the denogonizer. I did not realize that someone nearly lost their head.
Uh-huh. You know?
But that's one of my favorite double IPAs out there right now. Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, so you've had it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
He's had it.
He was at the brewery. He's had like 25 of our beers.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, that beer goes perfect for this town. You guys have a restaurant called The Quiet Woman.
No, that's in Newport. That's in Newport Beach.
That's in Newport Beach.
Yeah, it's not here. That's
Corona Del Mar?
Del Mar.
Okay.
Yeah, Corona Del Mar, actually.
Yeah, Quiet Woman.
Yeah.
Quiet Woman.
Yeah, that's not here, though.
Yeah.
Have you been there
that
before?
That sounds like the
I've
exact
never been
opposite.
To The Quiet Woman.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me think about it. I used to work for a guy. That was his hangout. He would hang out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, define young.
I thought it was a cool
I saw Kenny
like
Loggins at The Quiet Woman.
So I don't know.
Did you really?
I really did.
Yeah, when was that?
Yeah, I guess.
Show.
I
a long time ago.
That's Ed Goodman on the radio. When was that? Kenny Loggins, that must have been fun.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to make, maybe we'll infiltrate that restaurant and do a live broadcast from there soon. Soon enough. So what's today? The date is the 20th, so we have another Drake's beer to highlight next week.
Right. So Denogonize will be next week.
Awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then cool. the day after, Aromacoma comes out. So
beautiful.
Oh. That'll be down the week after that.
Before so you think you'll be able to get some advanced versions of the...
I don't think it's ready to ship yet.
Okay. Just curious.
We'll send some over when it's ready.
Oh, that's
nice. We're looking forward to it, Chris. This is member-supported radio, KX93.5. On Fridays, we tap into the craft beer scene from really all around California. Every craft brew that Straub Distributing has under their wing, Howard, we're going to highlight.
Thank you. We have some great beers, and Drake's being a great company, and they have a lot of good brews. And you didn't touch on the beer that came out before Aromacoma, Chris.
The Alpha Session? Didn't you guys talk about that one the other week?
You're wearing a cool Alpha Session shirt.
Yes.
Today.
That's the first one I've seen.
Yeah?
He's not handing those out.
No.
I don't have any.
Maybe for employees only.
What we were talking about, Alpha Session didn't make the spot on the... On your radio station.
On the promo that we've been running?
Yeah, when you go back to the podcast, it's not on there, Mookie.
No, it's not.
So we got to get that on there.
We could do that. We could do two beers next week. You know, I'm down. I know you guys will be down for that.
Yes.
Right. Okay, sure.
Just cancel your plans for the rest of the afternoon.
Right?
Yeah, and you'll be good. Today specifically, we're highlighting Drake's Brewing Company's 1500. It's a pale ale. It's not quite an IPA, but for IPA lovers... this is a damn good beer to have. 5.5%, 48 IBUs. And again, congratulations to Drake's. It seems like a hell of an operation. We're happy to be on board.
Thank you for having us and highlighting all our beers. It's great to be down here. So.
Cool. Anything else to add before we rip into some songs here this afternoon on KX93.5?
No, just thank you and have a great weekend. It's beautiful down here. It's nice and warm.
Yeah.
You got the view of the ocean behind you there, Mookie. It's tough duty you have.
It's amazing. You got weekend plans, Howard?
Yes, I'm going to be down in Mexico.
Oh, amazing.
Where are you going?
Rosarito.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Have fun.
It's going to be down,
great
be down there for the weekend. Off. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Great lobsters down there.
Wow. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Yes.
Easy to get to. It's not that far a drive. It's not that hard to get across the new border. And if you have a Nexus pass or a global entry pass, you just go right through. You just... hit your card on the little reader and you go through. So if you go down there a lot, you should get one of those.
Wow. Right on, man. Well, enjoy it. That sounds relaxing and great.
Yes.
Jim Kennedy, Don Damari, Ed Goodman, Howard Compton, Chris Elms, did I get that correct?
Yep.
Is now joining us in our Pearl Street studios for the What's on Tap segment. Sorry, did you want to say a thing, Jim?
Nope, I just thought you were going to say something. I was going to grab the mic. Was on.
All right, well, I'm going to play the outro.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.